Indiana's corn and soybeans are looking good to excellent. And another challenge in the field. I'm Greg Allen. This is Hoosier Ag Today, brought to you by the Indiana State Fair, where the best come together to compete for first place. From agriculture and livestock showing to cheerleading, arts and photography, beers and wines. Find competition schedules online at indianastatefair.com. According to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report, Indiana's corn and soybean are both rated at 63% in good to excellent condition. C.J. Miller has an update now with a farmer north of Indianapolis who's giving much higher marks to crops in his area.
Locally here in north central Tipton County, we probably have one of the better crops that I have seen in my career.
That's Austin Henderson, who farms near Sharpsville between Tipton and Kokomo. Severe weather swept across central Indiana Monday night, and despite the storms, Henderson says the rain was very much needed.
There was a little bit of wind damage Monday night, nothing too severe that I've heard of, at least locally. It was time for a rain, for sure. The yards were starting to get brown. We weren't dire straits by any means. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but it certainly was time for a rain. And honestly, for our crop on our farm, it couldn't have been much better timing.
As Indiana's corn and soybean crops move through critical development phases, growers are working to manage disease threats. Henderson points out that fungus pressures are top of mind, with gray leaf spot leading the pack.
Certainly some disease pressure out there. Gray leaf spot seems to be the most prominent right now, and then I would say tar spot as well. Tar spot, for the most part, what the guys have seen and what we have seen, it seems like it is below the ear leaf at this point.
Henderson also emphasizes the importance of weed management.
Water hemp, you know, it's always a topic of discussion, but we are still seeing escapes on water hemp coming up here through the canopy, and we have to overlay those residuals. We have to have a group 15 out there to keep the water hemp at bay.
Check out more with Tipton County farmer Austin Henderson at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.